In Kansas City, a new entertainment district opened with the idea of reviving a downtown area, and it's causing a stir with its strict dress code. Now, it's not uncommon for nightclubs to ban T-shirts or sneakers, but critics claim these rules discriminate against young African Americans and Latinos. Sylvia Maria Gross of member station KCUR reports.
It's almost midnight on a steamy Saturday night, and Kansas City's new Power and Light District is teeming with people. About a dozen new bars, restaurants, and clubs are clustered around one block, which has a central open-air plaza. A lot of people are here for the first time, like these girls wearing short, satiny dresses and stilettos.
We like it so far. It's fun. Yeah.
But not everyone is having a good time.
I don't look like everybody else here. Flat shirt, Abercrombie & Fitch. He probably thought I was a Mexican from L.A., so...
Mark Vasquez was just turned away at the entrance. He's here from Houston with his brother, who is wearing the same outfit, but got in. A black T-shirt, dark jeans, and sneakers.
First is the nothing on my shirt. You can't come in with a blank shirt. Then when a lot of people show him that they let him in with blank shirts, they say my shirt is too long.
Vasquez probably should have been admitted. The dress code here bans sleeveless shirts on men, excessively baggy or sagging clothing, work boots, and sports attire. That's all when liquor is being served.
I don't think dress codes were an issue until the Power and Light District.
That's Dan Winter of the ACLU of Kansas and Western Missouri. He's been steadily fielding complaints since the downtown district opened last year.
You can't put a major attraction like that right next to the center of the African American community and expect them to feel comfortable restricting what they wear and what only they wear, really.
The Power and Light District received substantial tax incentives when it was redeveloped by the Baltimore-based Cordish Company, which has a similar project there and in Louisville and Houston. Cordish Vice President Zed Smith says they adopted the dress codes on the advice of police.
We had two specific goals in mind, public safety and decorum. Has absolutely nothing to do with race.
But complaints over the past year led the city council to pass an unusual ordinance prohibiting bans on headgear, jewelry, long shorts, and white T-shirts. But then a couple of weeks ago, controversy flared up again when DJ Jazzy Jeff, of Fresh Prince fame, cut his set short in a show at the Power and Light. Jazzy Jeff says they told him not to play hip-hop. Officials say the music was too loud and it damaged the speakers. Brian Bass is a contributing editor to Nightclub and Bar magazine. He says dress codes are standard at nightclubs. They help bouncers keep troublemakers out.
Because without a dress code, then it certainly becomes a lot more sticky. You know, when people are dressing up, there's some thought there that people will behave better than they do on a normal day as well.
Marcus McMiller disagrees. In September, he was turned away from Power and Light for wearing a chain with a cross on it and long shorts.
We have different styles in the way we dress. We have different styles in the way we wear our hair, you know. So, again, it just comes back to who are you trying to cater to with this dress code?
The Cordish Company says more than 20,000 people visit the district in a weekend and argues it's a more diverse crowd than is seen in other parts of town. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross in Kansas City.